homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cooking for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Today, let's talk about what I call pan-sautéed scallops and corn on the cob. In this case, I'd like to reverse the usual order and first give the ingredients and preparation and then give the background as a way of explanation. So here are the ingredients. 4 ears of corn on the cob, 1 pound of scallops without the shells, butter, spices, parsley, black pepper, salt, Mexican or Cajun seasoning, preparation time 20 minutes, cooking time total about 15 minutes, and this would serve at least 4. Here's the preparation. Shuck and clean the corn. Wash and remove all silk. Fire up the grill, preferably charcoal. Place corn in a pot of boiling salted water. After 4 minutes, with a serving fork, remove the corn from the boiling pot. Steam off the water. Coat with butter and a dash of the Mexican or Cajun seasoning. Place on the grill. And here again, we really hope we can do a charcoal grill. Rotate every 6 minutes until the corn begins to brown but doesn't burn. As the corn grills, drain the scallops. Toss into a skillet with melted butter, parsley, and black pepper. Sear each side for 6 minutes or so. Plate the scallops. Remove the corn from the grill and plate beside the scallops. Here's the background. This is not a ham-handed meal, but it sure is two-fisted. Excellent for gentlemen and ladies arriving after an excursion or a long trek. But there's a kind of a question here. Why should we present it in September when good homegrown corn appears at farmers' markets throughout the summer, or at least during the later summer? There are two reasons. We contend that shellfish probably should not be consumed in a month that doesn't have an R in it. Hence, we're doing this in September. There's a second personal reason. The idea of grilled corn, what the Serbs call pečenje kukuruz, takes me back to business trips in Belgrade, then the capital city of Yugoslavia, and now capital of Serbia. I avoid staying at the international chain hotels in Novi Belgrade, New Belgrade, and booked into the old Hotel Moskva in the heart of Belgrade proper. This was something of a turn-of-the-century Art Nouveau hotel, one corner of which had been destroyed by a German or Habsburg army mortar during the First World War. The surrounding area of the square, Terrazzie, had been heavily damaged by attacks from the German Luftwaffe. Easter Sunday, 1941. The Moskva Hotel actually survived that. So there's a lot of history involved in that old hotel. Now, generally in my European experiences, I was laughed at when I politely inquired or asked for corn on the cob. Corn, we feed that to the cows, was a typical reply. Quickly, I learned to ignore such condescension. Forget it, like water rolling off a duck's back. Fortunately, after long searches, I discovered wonderful corn on the cob in Serbia. On warm, early September afternoons, I'd stroll up the boulevards from the Hotel Moskva and, guided by charcoal aroma, find boys grilling ears of corn on a small 6x12-inch metal grill. You'd walk away gnawing on the corn, a bit of grill black ash around your mouth, but passersby didn't seem to mind. The kernels could be a bit hard, though. That's why I tweaked the preparation and first boil the ears of corn for about 4 minutes before grilling. This preserves the corn's juiciness while achieving a nice charred taste from the grill, just perfect to go along with the sautéed scallops. Priyatno, the Serbs would say, wishing you a pleasant meal. Sautéed scallops and corn on the cob. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.